and not know it. Here's how it goes down. First, cyber thieves search hundreds of public databases for high equity homes. Next, they pull your home's online title, forge your signature, stating you sold your home, and take out loans using your equity. You're not covered by insurance, so your bank or common identity theft programs do not cover you. Protect your most valuable asset. Register your address now to see if you're already a victim and receive a complete title history of your home, $100 free value. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help you get out of your unused timeshare. For most, getting out of a timeshare that feels impossible to use is a priority. One of the biggest concerns we hear is not knowing how high your next maintenance fee may be. With the bill right around the corner, it's like rolling the dice. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly so you can go back to traveling where you want, when you want. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their expensive timeshare. We have an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Tuesday that she has not yet accepted House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's Republican picks for the January 6th Select Committee.
By opening the door to McCarthy's selections, Pelosi is emphasizing that those lawmakers who voted in January to overturn President Trump's election defeat would not be automatically disqualified from serving on the panel, as some Democrats in her caucus have argued should be the case. Pelosi told reporters, quote, "I'm considering his proposals, but to be clear, how people voted on the president is not a criterion for service. That doesn't matter." Republicans had overwhelmingly opposed the select committee, accusing Democrats of wanting to use it merely as a cudgel to bash the former president and his supporters. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The bipartisan infrastructure deal senators brokered with President Biden is hanging precariously ahead of a crucial Wednesday test vote as senators struggle over how to pay for the nearly $1 trillion in public works spending. President Biden is determined to sign two infrastructure bills as lawmakers hash out their differences.
The president is pushing ahead on a two-track infrastructure strategy, one bipartisan deal and one only supported by Democrats.
He has been in touch with Democrats and Republicans for several days, and that will certainly continue, and it will continue until he has both pieces of legislation on his desk to sign them into law.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president supports a Wednesday vote on the bipartisan infrastructure framework. Republicans complain that the details have not been finalized. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Louisiana state senators have narrowly voted to overturn Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards' rejection of a bill prohibiting transgender students from participating in school sports. The vote came Tuesday on the opening day of the first veto session under the state's nearly 50-year-old constitution. Senators voted 26-12 for the veto override. On Wall Street, the Dow by 549 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief. For details.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Despite some calls for stricter requirements, the Clark County School District says it is sticking with its current face mask policy for the upcoming school year. The response comes after the American Academy of Pediatrics called for all staff and students older than two to wear a mask at school regardless of their vaccination status. The school district's current policy requires face masks for fourth and fifth graders, but makes them optional for preschool through third grade. Students in the sixth through the 12th grade who are fully vaccinated are not required to wear masks. The Clark County School District begins classes August 9th with a return to full-time in-person classes and a distance learning option. After spending 3 months in a Southern California hospital, the Las Vegas woman who experienced a, quote, one in a million adverse reaction to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is back home. A family spokesperson says 18-year-old Emmy Berkey is in good spirits, but continues to struggle with impaired functions on the left side of her body. So welcome home. And to the surprise of all, Las Vegas Raiders president Mark Medane has resigned. Said after the stadium project was completed, now he's looking ahead for new pursuits. So good luck there, too.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now, those lane restrictions continue into the Spaghetti Bowl there. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange and 515 westbound at Eastern. Also, expect some backups on that transition as you merge over from Interstate 15 north to go 515 eastbound. That bridge work continues over the course of the next year.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country, and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a very busy Tuesday. We can tell you this, the city of Oakland, in a non-binding vote, voted to build the A's a new waterfront stadium. The problem is, the A's don't want it. That's not the plan that the A's want. And they say, even though it's a yes vote, you can take it as a no vote. And they are going to be in town tomorrow and later in the week, dealing with some 20-plus sites for a possible new baseball stadium. We'll talk about that as we go along. A guy that's been a friend of our program for a long, long time, he is Marcos Lopez, formerly with Americans for Prosperity. He is an activist and an organizer within the Cuban-American community. We know what's going on in the streets of Havana even today, and the big question is, what is the next step? Let's check in with Marcos Lopez. Marcos, how you been, my friend?
Pretty good, Kevin. Pretty good. I'm now in Texas. I'm actually with AFC Texas out here now. But here to talk about exactly what you mentioned about what's going on in Cuba and really bring awareness. And I want to thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to do that and for bringing awareness on your show about the possibility of bringing about a free Cuba.
Again, Marcos Lopez, formerly with Americans for Prosperity Nevada, now with AFP Texas. Let me just ask you, and you're speaking just as a private citizen, and I totally understand that. I am just curious, though, what is the beef of all of these people that have taken to the street, young, old, what is it that these people want?
I mean, the first and foremost thing is they want to be able to live without repression. They want to be able to have individual liberties. Cuba is, I mean, I described it, it's basically essentially a communist prison. You're on an island. There's nowhere you can go. You're surrounded by water, and you're forced to live under the most brutal dictatorship that we have in the Western world. It is constantly being repressive. It's been an oppressive regime for 62 years since the revolution. I myself, as a Cuban American, growing up, you hear the stories. It's nonstop. There is a generational trauma that the Cuban American community has, and that the Cuban community overall has, because it's been nonstop for 62 years. It has been a story of heartbreak and tragedy. Whether it's been the Mariel boat lifts, whether it has been the Brothers to the Rescue incident, the Leon situation, and the revolution itself. It's been constant torture and oppression by this communist regime. And there are many people that like to say, point that, you know, the problem with Cuba is the blockade, the problem with Cuba is that, you know, is this or that. The reality is the situation in Cuba is the failures of this communist totalitarian government and the failures of central planning and socialism. And anybody who tries to say anything of the opposite is straight up lying to you, or they have ideological reasons that they're trying to defend this Marxist-Leninist regime.
Tell me what it is that they're facing in everyday life. Now, we've heard down through the years, we see the old 1950s, 60s cars, the lack of food in the grocery stores. Is that still something that's going on?
100% exactly what's going on. I mean, examples like that just illustrate those failures. I mean, the average Cuban family is given a ration of 5 eggs per month. Every single thing is rationed. The medical system is collapsing, and the reason that this is really escalating to this level right now is that wonderful medical system that Michael Moore's of the world like to tout as the best healthcare is collapsing under the weight of this current COVID crisis that is occurring. And then the island COVID is raging through it. And they just lack any basic medical supplies to be able to give the healthcare that is required. For all the things that people love to say about our healthcare system in this country, it has done fairly well, and it beat the race to clear a vaccine. Cuba doesn't even have beds to put people in. It is completely collapsing, and the people have just had enough. And when you look at what the people are chanting in the streets, they're crying out for liberty. They're crying out for freedom. They want to break away from this regime that has continually oppressed them, has continually arrested them and beat them, because the conditions that they're living with are impossible. It's the only thing that drives people to be able to throw their best luck into the ocean and maybe try to make it to the United States. 90 miles at sea. That is a trip that my father did in the 90s after the collapse of the Soviet Union. He was at sea for 4 to 5 days trying to make it to the United States. That is the type of desperation that people are living in, and to this day, they are still living and suffering in.
Again, Marcos Lopez joining us, formerly with Americans for Prosperity Nevada, now with Americans for Prosperity Texas, an activist and organizer within the Cuban American community. A lot of people thought, Marcos, that once leadership in the country not named Castro, that things would change, that more freedom, more opportunities for common people would prevail. That didn't happen, though, did it?
They have been small openings. Like, for the first time ever in this decade, you're able to have a small business, a small restaurant, you know, quote-unquote, you're still regulated to death. You can only seat, like, 5 to 10 people inside your home, and that's usually where these types of small businesses happen. But it doesn't even matter, because you get paid in worthless Cuban dollars, and the regime sells everything in a different currency. You have to exchange it, whether it be euros, whether it be American dollars, because they know the money that the Cuban-American community sends over is in dollars. That's what they really want. And that's why there's so many in the Cuban-American community that are against lifting the blockade or were against when Obama opened relations to travel to Cuba, because we know that all that money that goes into the island first goes to the hands of the government, and it goes directly to funding their oppression. It goes directly to withholding political prisoners and silencing any dissent that might be occurring.
Let me just ask you, as far as, again, I know people that got all excited about cruises to Havana. Is that still going on, or is that not going on?
That is no longer going on. Trump reinstated in reverse course on all of the moves that Obama tried to make in terms of normalizing relationships. For the most part, the only thing that we pretty much still have is the existence of a Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. Trump put it back in place, and that is honestly one of the main reasons why so many Cuban Americans were supporting him. That and his constant message of stopping socialism in the United States. For those of us who have lived it or come from families who have lived it, who have experienced it, there is an automatic disgust when you hear that trying to be brought onto the United States, the one country that was there and opened its doors and enabled them to have freedom. I mean, Cubans on the islands are struggling, but if you take Cuban Americans and put them anywhere else in this country, in a country that is free, gives them opportunity, they succeed. Why is it not working on the island? It's because of the failed communist system that currently exists and the failed Marxist-Leninist policies that they have in place.
So who are these new leaders? If they're not named Castro, who are they, and how are they doing anything different than what was done during the Castro regime? 62 years, as you say.
Nothing. They're doing nothing different. The current president of Cuba is Miguel Díaz-Canel, and he's been in power basically since 2019, 2018 is when those transfers. He is now running both the president of Cuba, and he's the head of the Communist Party. And when you're secretary of the Communist Party, that is the official, most powerful position that there is. Raul Castro is still alive, but the people that are in power, the people who were around Castro, you don't get to be in that position because you weren't a loyal, devout communist. The people that are in there, they have to hold on to that power. They have to do everything they can to repress and stop these uprisings, because they know that if they were to lose power, they will be retribution. They will be they will be held accountable for the crimes that they have committed against their own people for over 60 years. So they will do anything to maintain that power, because otherwise they will be held accountable, and most of them will be tried, and a lot of them probably won't make it through.
I know that during the protest a couple of weekends ago, and as people took to the streets of Havana and eventually here in Miami, that there was a lot of criticism of new President Joe Biden for a somewhat tepid response to the protests. I think some of the protesters were looking for a little more support. What about Biden's role in all of this? And is there something that America and America's leadership needs to be doing?
So it's not just Miami. The Cuban-American community is everywhere. Miami is definitely where we are the most prominent and the largest in numbers, but it has been all across the country. And I can tell you, I mean, here at the rally that I was this past Saturday in Houston, there were many people that were very upset with the Biden administration. There were chants of "Wake up, Joe," "Wake up, Biden." Now, what we've kind of seen is there's three things that are pretty much common across the entire Cuban American community in the protests. There's three main things that seem to be asked for. The first one is to restore internet to the island. Now, this is something that Governor of Florida DeSantis, Marco Rubio, and quite a few others have called on the Biden administration to consider doing. We have the technology, and the FCC commissioner mentioned that it's something that they are exploring, that you could be able to put these balloons about 20 miles outside the island of Cuba to restore the internet. Because right now, what the regime is doing is they're cracking down and they're shutting off the internet. And then they're going and arresting these people at night, rounding up people, and sending them off to our version of the gulags. And there are many people that are disappearing and will probably not be heard again. Beyond the arrests and executions that we will see by when this is all over, and hopefully it's over with a win for liberty, will probably be in the level that we saw in the 90s when the Soviet Union fell. The other thing that we're hearing that a lot of people are calling for is an end to Proclamation 6867. Now, this is something that's been in place and been renewed by every single president since 1997, 96. At that time, some of your older listeners might remember that there were two Cessna planes, part of the Brothers to the Rescue nonprofit in Miami, that were shot down over the airspace in Havana, or outside the airspace in Havana by Cuban Air Force. Since then, this proclamation, this executive order, has prevented any boats or any aircraft registered in the United States to be able to go to the island of Cuba without special permission. There are many Cuban Americans that are asking for an end to this because they want to be able to go and provide support, take supplies, and really help our brothers on the island and our sisters on the island fight this regime in whatever ways they can. But this risk, the U.S. Coast Guard arresting you, not allowing you back in, let alone you're already dealing with the Cuban Coast Guard. And then there are many cries from a lot of people for some sort of military intervention. These are the things that I'm seeing the most of here on the state side to be able to help the Cuban-American community. And then on the island themselves, I mean, you see the pictures. There's American flags out there. And this is the most beautiful part about it is, when oppressed people around the world look for a symbol of freedom, a symbol of liberty, and a better future, what symbol do they use? They use the American flag. And they really are looking for some sort of support from us.
Marcos, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. And again, I pray for the Cuban people. They're in a lot of ways, they're powerless because they're at the mercy of this regime. We'll continue to follow this. Marcos, keep us posted, would you please?
Definitely will. And I will say, one last thing is please, everyone, do share awareness about the situation. The hashtag is hashtag SOS Cuba. And hopefully we'll see a Cuba Libre one of these days. It is a dream that would come true and make so many people happy who wish that their family members could see a free Cuba.
Marcos, thank you so much. I appreciate it, my friend. We will talk again soon, okay? Enjoy Texas, will you?
Will do. Thank you so much, Kevin.
There you go, Marcos Lopez, formerly with Americans for Prosperity Nevada. You've heard him many times on this show, and now an activist organizer within the Cuban American community. His depiction of what's going on there is really, really tragic. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Break. breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it?
When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We tried to get this in yesterday, but we just ran out of time. It's one of the most laughable things I think I've heard in recent memory. And it came on a day yesterday when the Dow was down 700 points. It bounced back today really nice. The fact is, yesterday, as the Dow was down something like 700, here is the president taking a White House victory lap on the economy. Listen to this.
Before I took office, there were a lot of folks out there making some pretty bold predictions about how things would turn out. You might remember some of the predictions. Adding only 60,000 jobs per month were for 3 months before I was sworn in. But now, 6 months later, we've changed that. We've gone from 60,000 jobs per month to 60,000 jobs every 3 days. More than 600,000 jobs per month since it took office. More than 3 million new jobs, all told. That's the fastest growth, I'm told, at this point in any administration.